And I know Gary Stokin can relate to that in a big-time way as well. If it weren't for some of his corporate partners, they wouldn't be able to do some of the things they've been able to do. And as we get Gary Stokin on the program today, I want to say this. First of all, Gary, it's great to have you back. I always enjoy talking with you, and it's good to talk to you.
Well, Tony, thanks for having us, and I couldn't agree with you more. You know, one of the reasons that we've been able to do the things we've been able to do in Atlanta
yes.
is the Chick-fil-A's and Coca-Cola's and people like that that have really stepped up to help us, not only with the bowl game, but my past life with the Sports Council to get the NCAA's and all the Super Bowls
yep.
and the other events here. So sponsors
yep.
are crucial to the success of the business of college athletics now even more.
You know, and those folks have stayed with you through tough times, tough economy, things shaky the last couple of years, and we have relationships. I've been blessed to have folks stay with me. Let me ask you something, Gary, and I'm not thrilled with what's happened with Tennessee and with you guys, but I want to say on the front end, my experience with you in the past has always been that you're a straight shooting dude, and also that you guys know how to put on an event. There is no doubt that the Peach Bowl is as first class and as top shelf, and I wrote this today on my blog, as any of the other bowl game experiences fans are going to have, media folks are going to have. You guys know what you're doing, and that's been proven through time.
You meant the Chick-fil-A Bowl, right? Not the
yes.
Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
Talking about sponsors.
Yeah, Gary, hey, Gary, it's like NASCAR. I got you, bro.
Yeah.
But that's your job to get the sponsor's name in there, not mine. That's your job. But, Gary, moving away from that, what's been the reaction so far, the blowback, if you will, on the announcement that Tennessee NC State's on a Friday?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, certainly something that we should discuss. We looked at originally starting to put on a doubleheader of either Thursday, Saturday, Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Monday. We didn't get out in time to do the Saturday, Monday, because to do a Saturday, Monday, the Monday schools have to probably have an open date that next Saturday, and that's tough to do. And a lot of schools don't want to play that Monday, Saturday because what happened to Virginia Tech, 2 years ago with James Madison, right? So then we're limited to Thursday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday. The Falcons have the first hold on the Georgia Dome, because they're the main tenant. And we talked with Rich McKay, who was very helpful with the Falcons, to schedule an away, because that's their last exhibition game. And this year they played in Atlanta. We got them to schedule outside of Atlanta, so they were a big help. So that was the first hurdle. The second hurdle is Georgia State has the second hold because they play their home schedule in the Georgia Dome. And they were willing to accommodate us to possibly look at playing on Thursday, but there were some hurdles to get through there. Through all of this, the most important part was communication to the SEC and the ACC, and more importantly, Tennessee and NC State, in this case, the athletic directors. So we met with Debbie Yao and Dave Harton, and really through a three-way communication said, okay, what do we think is best, A, for your fans, B, for the game, C, for revenues, etc. And we all came up with Friday being the most likely successful date to play because fans could take Friday off, come down Friday, spend Friday night, go back Saturday, and still have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of their Labor Day weekend. You know, Thursday would have been nice, but then they'd have probably had to take Thursday and Friday off. There was a myriad of things to go through, but when we netted out, not to make this story longer, we all felt that Friday was best for the fans, knowing that unfortunately, we don't want to play on Friday to affect high school football because, you know, high school football is important in the South and in Tennessee and in North Carolina.
There's absolutely no question about that. Culturally speaking, my problem with what you've done in all three cases, if Tennessee was involved and Debbie was involved in that as well, Dave and Debbie, yourself and your folks, to me what you've done is you've made people choose. You know, I've got a son that plays football. I've come to Tennessee games all my life. I was planning on going to your game on the weekend. Now all of a sudden I'm forced to be in a situation where I have to choose. Or I'm a big Tennessee fan, and I mean, you're going to hurt the local gates of these high school games. And that Friday precedent, especially here in the South, is there trepidation on your part
I agree
when
with
it comes
you
to violating that?
That we could potentially impact, but again, the game is not in Knoxville where there are 106,000 people going to the game. The game is in Atlanta. Tennessee only has access to 31,000 tickets, not 106,000 tickets. So although I'm in agreement with you, it's not, and again, that's something we walked through too, it's not to the extent of if it were Tennessee playing on Friday night, you know, in Knoxville.
I'm talking, yeah, and I'm more talking about
that doesn't mitigate anything. I realize that.
Sure.
But.
And I'm talking television as well. I mean, you're just going to force people to make a choice, and the choice is going to be that they're going to choose Tennessee. And Friday nights are so sacred around here, as you know. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here. Let me ask you something. Why wasn't Monday seen as just as good an option, as just a quality an option as Friday night?
Well, we did talk that through. Honestly, we sat and said, okay, let's look at the options. And Monday, when we looked at it, by the time teams get home, it's Tuesday morning, real, real early in the morning, right? They've got class, and they've got a game the next Saturday. And that game typically is going to be an afternoon 1 o'clock game. So in effect, you're getting home Tuesday shot pretty much. You got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which doesn't give you the right amount of time to get ready for a Saturday game from a coaching standpoint. And that was some of the perspective that came to bear is, okay, do we want to play Monday? Well, Monday doesn't work as well as Friday. And to some extent, people are still getting their Labor Day weekend in if they typically have Labor Day weekend things that they do on Sunday and Monday. And trust me, we'll never do this again. I mean, we will never play a Friday night again. If we can't play Thursday and Saturday, or Thursday, Monday, or Saturday, Monday, then we won't play a doubleheader. We've learned our lesson. We apologize to all the high school coaches, the fans of both Tennessee and those that have high school players playing. We'll never do this again, and we apologize up front that we're doing it this year. And as I told Mike Slive, Mike had to get special dispensation through the athletic directors of Tennessee and in his case in Georgia, that, you know, he told them they'll never do this again, and we agreed to that, and we appreciate their letting us do it this one time.
You know, Gary, I hear that, but in sports, man, once I see a precedent, I know a precedent's a precedent. And let's face it, the game is going to sell out. The game's going to be a success. It's going to be a success. And once you cross that line, you cross that line. But and I hear it in your voice, and I know you're a straight shooting guy, and I understand that. Let me ask you something: why is Sunday just completely off the table? I never heard you mention Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday typically is, you know, NFL, and you know the. We don't know if the Falcons are going to play on Sunday, but they have that first right, and that's typically when they would play. If they're not going to play on Thursday, they may play on Sunday. I mean, we couldn't ask them to do both. Don't play on Thursday and Sunday. Secondly, is because Chick-fil-A is so involved in making food and at our fan fest and everything else, you know, they're closed on Sundays, and they're not going to ask their people to come work, you know, on Sundays. So we had to take that into consideration, in all honesty. So that kind of narrowed down the Thursday, Saturday, Monday scenarios.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that, because that was speculated by a lot of folks in terms of S. Truett Cathy, and when he founded that organization, and they told him he was nuts that he was going to close it on Sunday, and he was not going to open on Sunday. If you would have gone, do you think if you would have gone to them and said, hey, we would like to do this on Sunday, do you think that would have been a non-starter from their end? And did you guys ever even approach them?
Well, we have in our contracts with them that we won't play on Sundays. I mean, that's going all the way back. The original contract to Chick-fil-A and the two contracts that I've negotiated with them since then, that's always been a part of the contract. There are things like, you know, not playing on Sunday, and other clauses in there like not having a alcoholic beverage sponsor, tobacco sponsor, things like that, that, you know, we limit in our negotiation with them. And you know, you pointed out earlier in the conversation that, you know, you paid us a nice compliment that we know how to put on events. A lot of that is the integration of Chick-fil-A and their food and their people and what they activate at FanFest. So that would detract from the actual event and the experience that people would have if we couldn't activate Chick-fil-A, both their food, their people, their experience at FanFest.
What do you say to the Tennessee people who see Tennessee as the undercard in this deal for the Saturday game?
Well, I really don't. At the end of the day, on Friday, there is no other game that's being played in you know, Atlanta. To me, there's you know, Michigan State is playing Boise State on Friday as well. But to me, there's a national TV game broadcast. It's an ACC and SEC school playing. It's, as you pointed out, going to be a sellout. And you're talking about two teams in the case of NC State and Tennessee that recruit the Atlanta and Georgia area that are going to get a great payout for a neutral game with all the exposure that they're going to get. And from what we find out from Nick Saban and Frank Beamer and Les Miles is that the one of the byproducts of this is because the players know they're playing on national TV, may or may not be against a ranked opponent. NC State may get ranked. They've been in the top 25 in some of the preseason stuff. That the intensity level of their off-season workouts goes to a whole new level. And so they're better prepared for the season coming into camp because of this type of game. So there's a lot of byproducts, a lot of positive that come out of this. Is it all positive? No. I'll be honest with you. It's you know, we wish that wasn't the case, but we try to mitigate as much as we can the negative or the downside and, you know, stay focused on the positive and the upside. And I think both coaches and ADs are excited, and both programs are excited to be in this game. So for all those reasons, if we didn't have a game on Saturday, that would still this game would still be important on Friday. It just so happens that we have a game on Saturday as well. I mean, in most cases, in Atlanta, Georgia Tech's playing a home game.
That's right.
Or Georgia's playing a home game. So college football goes on. It's just that we believe this is a very special game because it is two top teams from two top conferences playing in a national TV game in a sold-out atmosphere. And you've been in, Tony, the Georgia Dome many times.
It's insane.
You get two college teams in there, it's sold out. It's an electric atmosphere, and it's a unique experience.
Unfortunately, Tennessee's usually getting hammered. But we visit today with Gary Stogan on the show. We haven't had anything good happen in that building. We won a basketball game down there a couple years ago, and almost, it looked like about 2 hours later, it looked like Niagara Falls was moving through the World Congress Center as we visit today with Gary Stokin on the show. That's Tennessee's luck, though, when it comes to Atlanta. But I know that has nothing to do with you, Gary, because you love us. But let me ask you something else here about this whole deal. Why a doubleheader? Why Auburn involved, Auburn-Clemson? And was that always on the drawing board, or was that a latecomer to the party?
Well, we've put in our contracts that we would either schedule this Tennessee-NC State game on Thursday or Saturday in the original contracts. So we've always, in our mind, had plans to potentially do a doubleheader. Because of with the College Football Hall of Fame coming, that our thought is to do a game on Thursday. Excuse me, a game on Thursday and a game on Saturday, and then on Friday host the enshrinement ceremonies of the College Football Hall of Fame. And originally, you know, we had started with the College Football Hall of Fame to open in 2012. Now we moved that back because of the economy and some other things, but that was the original plan. How Clemson and Auburn came to be the second game is when we originally started dialogue on this idea, it was going to be Clemson-Auburn. They liked the idea. Terry Don and Phillips of Clemson, Jay Jacobs of Auburn liked the idea so much, they decided to schedule a home-and-home in 9 and 10, or 10 and 11, I'm sorry, 10 and 11. And they came back and said, Gary, in 12, we both need a game. We'd love to play again, and we'd love to play in the kickoff game because they both recruit Georgia as well, and Clemson knew, you know, from the experience in 08, you know, the byproducts, all the positive stuff. And Auburn had seen the byproducts of what Alabama's been able to do through this game. So that's why the Clemson-Auburn became the second game.
Do you have concerns about everything that's going on in Atlanta that weekend? Did you consider that as you put this doubleheader together? I'm looking at the Phillies-Braves series, and the Phillies draw right now with their success, and I was at their last series in Atlanta last year. Several thousand people come in for that, and those games are consistently sold out, and so that's going to create a lot of traffic downtown. There's a NASCAR race that weekend as well. Right there in Atlanta, which is those folks travel in huge numbers. That's going to create more bodies there. Are you concerned about saturating, and not to mention just the fact that it's a holiday weekend and there's going to be a lot of cars on the road anyway? Are you concerned about gridlock in that area and hotel space? Do you guys study that?
I mean, the great thing about Atlanta is we have 92,000 hotel rooms in Metro Atlanta. There's 12,000 alone downtown. And with NASCAR typically from the airport south is the hotel usage for our NASCAR race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, because the speedway is down in Hampton, Georgia, which is about 45 minutes south of Atlanta. With respect to the Braves, you know, the Braves and Phillies are going to draw what the Braves and Phillies are going to draw, you know, and that's, you know, down at Turner Field. We are the city of diversity this weekend with Dragon Con also in town, and they're in the hotels, so they're not driving around because their event starts on Thursday and goes through Sunday. So I'm not concerned about that. You know, Atlanta's put on numerous big events, and we've done this the last 4 years. This will be our fifth year in putting on the kickoff game, having NASCAR here and Dragon Con, and we haven't seen that kind of gridlock ever over those previous 4 years.
Fair enough. We were just looking at the schedule one day on the air and just marveling at all the stuff that's like the epicenter of the world that weekend. Hey, Gary, on the way out, I just want to make sure I understand this. When you put those deals together, who did you have under contract first, or how does that work? the Auburn-Clemson game or the Tennessee-NC State game? Which one was drawn up first? And was the fact, or is the fact, that Tennessee has struggled in recent years as a national brand on the football field, and they have. I mean, let's face facts. I face that fact every day here with the negativity we're surrounded with regards to the program. Was that a consideration in bringing in a couple of other teams, a couple of heavy hitters, if you will?
No, I answered, I think you asked two questions, maybe three there, so keep me honest. But the first question was, we scheduled Tennessee and NC State first back in 2009 when Mike Hamilton was AD, and it may have been in 08. But Philip Fulmer and Tom O'Brien were the head coaches. Michael Hamilton and Lee Fowler were the ADs. Unfortunately, three of the four are no longer at their institutions. But Tom and Philip didn't want to play home and home, which was the original schedule of Tennessee and NC State. I talked to Mike Hamilton and Lee Fowler, and they said, you know, we're both mutually going to agree to drop the home and home. And I said, well, why don't you play a one-off in Atlanta in our kickoff game? Here's all the reasons why. If you have seven home games, this, which Tennessee does, this is a great financial windfall for you. Number one, you recruit down here. Number two, number three, you have kids that are from here. Number four, your fans, we can give them access to tickets and they can drive here easily. Number five, it's going to be on national TV. So for all those reasons, they said, hey, that makes some sense. We'll get out of the home and home and we'll play one game with you. So that game was scheduled. And in the contract we wrote, either Thursday or Saturday would be the game, because the other thing that we have to take into consideration is ESPN is our TV partner in this. And we don't get any TV revenue like the bowl game, Chick-fil-A Bowl does, because these games are all part of the pre-negotiated conference contract with the commissioner. So ESPN has some say-so in, you know, what games are where and where they have slots. Give you an example. They have ESPN2. They have a contract with the U.S. Open where they show tennis for 2 weeks on ESPN2. So there's no football TV slots on ESPN2. So that came into consideration as well. So, and then with respect to Tennessee and NC State being on Friday and Clemson Auburn Saturday, you know, we did look at it, and, yes. Saturday is, a game where Clemson and Auburn probably are going to both be ranked in the top 20 or top 25. Tennessee and NC State, yep. Probably, you know, NC State may get ranked. Tennessee's probably not going to be ranked preseason. So that did come into play a little bit. And I think everybody understands that.
Hey, Gary,
it's national TV.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It is the Chick-fil-A kickoff game.
We must run. You do a wonderful job, though. You always have. I disagree with you. You came on here, took it like a man, so to speak. And I appreciate your time, Gary. Thank you.
Sure. Glad to help. And we look forward to hosting the Vols down here on August 31st.
Yeah, and we're going to sell that place out. Gary Stokin joining us today on the program.